Ezras Hashem Yisparech, our first halacha topic for Daf Lam and Zayin, starts from a unrelated halacha to Birchas Hanenum, which is the primary part of our Daf, but a very interesting line that the Gemara brings in regards to the Karbim Menachos in Yerushalayim on Lam and Zayin on the Beis. And the topic is the Bracha of Shechianu. And the well-known difference between today in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz in regards to the bracha of Shechianu for a milah and an understanding of that machlokis as it emerges from our Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when someone brought a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, he would make the bracha of Shechianu. And Rashi explains the reason why he would make the bracha of Shechianu was because it was an individual who had not brought the carbon, a carbon mincha in a long time, and on that, one makes a Shechianu. Now notice, in our sugya, there's no mention for a Birchas HaMitzvah. There is no Birchas HaMitzvah on a carbon mincha, yet nevertheless, one makes a bracha of Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Why does one make a bracha of Shechianu? Well, the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Brachos, gives two criterion for a Bercha Shechianu. Number one, the Rambam says that if it's a mitzvah that's eina tadira, it's not constant, or it's a mitzvah shehi mizman zman, so then in such a case, you make a bracha of Shechianu. Of course, we're going to have later on Daf Samach, if someone buys something new, there's also a bracha of Shechianu. The shaila that is discussed in the poskim is the following nuance of this position of the Rambam. The Pas HaShulchan, the great Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov, who when he came to Eretz Yisrael, codified many Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and it's critical because he was from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. This is the first and primary source of the Psakim of the Vilna Gaon, vis-a-vis Hilchos, Mitzvahs, Hilchos, Eretz Yisrael. The Pas HaShulchan, Perek Gimel, Sif Katan, Lamites, quotes that the Gra says, and Emir Hashem, this will be Halacha Lamaisa even more when Mashiach comes, that when one gives Matanos Kahuna to a Kohen, so then in such a case, you would make a Bracha of Shechianu. So for example, Pidyon Peter Hamor, in such a case, says the Pas HaShulchan, there would be a bracha of Shechianu that is as well. The Darkei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simin Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, raises some who suggested that the Groz Psak would be Lashitaso, but would not follow the common Psak Lahalacha. It's well known that the Groz had unique Shitos, and therefore, according to the Gra, they argued, the halacha would be that you make a Shechianu. However, for most people, they would not make a Shechianu on Matnas Kahuna, even if it's a Matnas Kahuna that is rare for that individual. And the Darchei Tshuva quotes a Chacham Echad that points out that the Gra would be Lishitaso for another sugya. That the Pas HaShulchan quotes that the Gra is of the opinion that you make a Birchas HaMitzvah when you give Matnas Kahuna to the Kohen. However, we don't paskin that way. We do not paskin that you make a bracha on Matnas Kahuna, either because of the Svara of the Rajba that says that the only time you would make a bracha is if you give which is yours. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed it for you, and it's considered Mishulchan Gavoa, therefore you don't make a bracha. Or because of the Ravid's reason, the Tmim Deyim, that a mitzvah that's dependent on others, so then on him accepting it, you don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Either way, we do paskin that one does not make a Birchas HaMitzvah on all of Matnas Kuna. Suggests the Chacham Echad to the Rav in Munkash, the Darkei Tshuva, that the Gra Lishitaso who holds that the halacha is that you make a bracha Matnas Kuna, then you also make a Shechianu. However, if you do not make a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then in such a case, then you would not make a Shechianu, and the assumption of the Chacham is that we do not make a bracha on Matnas Kahuna. The Darkei Moshe points out from our Gemara is not correct like this Chacham had suggested. Because in our Gemara we see on Lamed Zayin and Beis and Bracha that the halacha is that one makes a Shechianu if you haven't brought a Karban Mincha in a long time, even though there is no independent Bracha on the Karban Mincha. Hence we see that when it comes to the Bracha of Shechianu, that if it's done inconsistently, as Rashi says by us, Dibra Maschel Omer, Shelo Hevi Minacha Ze Yomim Rabim, in such a case, one will make a Shechianu. This emerges as another issue in terms of giving us the background of different customs today in regards to Shechianu by a bris. By opinion Aben, everybody agrees that the father makes a Shechianu on the Pidyon HaBen. However, to this day, there are two different customs in regards to making a Shechianu in regards to the Mila. Says the Gra in Simin Rei Samachei Sif Zayin, that he believes that there is no reason why a father should not make a Shechianu on the Mila. And this is referred to in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ulaha Rambam la'olam ha'av mevarech shechiyanu al kol milu umila." And that is the Rambam l'shitaso that we have mentioned, Hilchos Brachos, that the Rambam says that a mitzvah that is not tadir, in such a case, then you make a bracha of shechiyanu. However, the Ramah says that the custom is not to. The question is why? The Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted in the Beis Yosef as differentiating between a mila and a pidyon haben. He says, a mila is something that's shchiach, but a pidyon haben is something that's not shchiach. If you do a calculation, most, even firstborns, aren't pidyon haben. Because if the mother had a miscarriage beforehand, there's no pidyon haben. If there was a C-section beforehand, there's no pidyon haben. And 50% of all births are girls. So the odds of having a pidyon haben is not so shchiach, then you're going to make a bracha. Otherwise, not. However, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, when it comes to mila, mila falls into the category of shchiach. And since it is shchiach, in such a case, one does not get a bracha. The Gra disagrees. The Gra also quotes those who say that because there's tzairat yunuka, so there isn't a full simcha, and the Gra rejects that. And that became the difference of custom today between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, where in Chutz Laaretz the minig is not to say Shechianu, but in Eretz Yisrael it's almost categorical that they do. What is absolutely fascinating is that that minig goes all the way back to the Mechaber himself, where the Mechaber says, "V'chein noagu b'chol malchus Eretz Yisrael v'suria v'sivoseh u'malchus Mitzrayim," that they make the bracha of Shechianu. So this difference in custom between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz goes back over 600 years. Maybe we could bring a raya, ki mitzion teisei sora, to the approach of Eretz Yisrael from the same Rashi that the Darchei Tshuva made famous for us. And that is that the Svara of Rabbeinu Yerucham is that a mila is pretty common. You get invited to a few brisim a year. However, in the language of Rashi, im lo hevi minachos ze yomim rabim. If he didn't bring this karban mincha for many days, Rashi doesn't even say chadoshim. He says many days. Now, every father, if he's married to one woman, as we have in Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, will be making a bris at most every 9 months. That is already Yomim Rabim for Hilchos Menachos, and we see that you make a Shechianu. Hayotze Midvareinu, we could have a Raya to the Minig Eretz Yisrael. Yes, I know I'm a little bit biased, Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, as the Mechaber codifies in Simen Reish Samachei, to make a Bracha of Shechianu. Maybe we could use our Rashi as a Raya. With this, we conclude the first topic. The next topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from the halacha of Daf Lamed Vav, are the halachos of Kol She'esh Bo Mechameshes Minei Dagon, and that is particularly what bracha does one make on schnitzel and other things that have a little bit of bread, crumbs, or types of mizonos inside. I mistakenly mentioned before Daf Lamed Vav. Today's Daf was Lamed Zayin, but the Tosfos that's relevant is on the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Tosfos in Dibur HaMashkel Kol Sheyesh Bo says the following. There are certain types of French, old French foods, Klaitarsh, says Tosfos, She'osim mikemach umayim o mecholov mevarchim oleihem bore mine mizonos. Tosfos gives another example. V'chein kishenosim kemach l'toch polen or l'toch hadashim o krishim, when the primary food is clearly the legumes, but flour is added to it, so then in such a case, then the bracha will get mizonos. Why? What about the rules of Ikar V'Tafel? The answer is, the Gemara Lamed Padam of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis said, Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon, the halacha is that it gets a mizonos. Tosfos then also adds, when it comes to almonds that was made for sick people, that they used to add flour for sick people to be soed halev, then as well, the bracha is a mizonos. The exception, Tosfos says, is if flour is added as a binder. Therefore, when flour is added sometimes to licorice, I remember that was a discussion when I was a child, then it could be if the flour is there just to bind the different yucky sugar components, so then in such a case it would be shahakol. But otherwise, if not for devek, it would be a mizonos. It is for that reason that I wondered in front of our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl about the psak that is brought down in the Sefer Shalmei Nisan, that when it comes to schnitzel, the bracha should be a shahakol niyabidvaro. I will mention some of the Shalmei Nisan's arguments, and then we will conclude with the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I will tell you ultimately how it comes out. Particularly, it's important to start with our Tosfos. From our Tosfos emerges that the only time that one would make a shahakol or follow the other food that is not the flour is if the food that was added was, the flour that was added was only for devek, was only as a binder. With this in mind, let's go to Rav Nissen Kaplan's arguments on our Gemara, on Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, of why schnitzel should be a shahakol. One of his arguments is that the Rajba is of the opinion that in order to get a mizonos, the halacha is that you need to have within the food a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That argument is not salient at all, halacha l'maisa, because at the end of the day, la halacha, we pass that you don't need a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. As long as the chameshes mine dagan are there to add some flavor into the food item, then in such a case, the appropriate bracha is a mizonos. Another argument that he gives is that the Or Sameach writes that the lamdus of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon is the following. That when it comes to chameshes mine dagon, there the rules of Ikar and Tafel fall away because we always look at the five types of dagon as primary. The moment that you have, says the Or Sameach, five grains that were added in order to add taste, by definition, then that becomes the ikar. Rav Nissen Kaplan concludes, definitely in this case, when it comes to the schnitzel, there the meat is the ikar and not the breadcrumbs. I am not convinced at all that this argument is correct. What does the Or Sameach mean when he says that it becomes the ikar? Anytime the chameshes mine dagon adds taste to the ta'aruvos, and in this case, it's not really a mixture, it's true, but the breadcrumbs are there to add taste into the chicken. And in speaking over with many people, they said to me that the chicken has an added taste, which is received from the breadcrumbs. So then in such a case, then of course, even though people don't think of it as being the ikar, but the halacha does. Or Sameach was not saying you ask people if it's the ikar. The halacha is koveya v'chameshes mine dagon is the ikar. Finally, Rav Kaplan concludes the argument where he says that many, he quotes Moreh Horah, say that the bracha would be shahakal. The exception is, his words are, where the covering is thick and made to be added for food, to be eaten. Now, einachinami, if the breadcrumbs are simply there to help the frying process, then that's like devek we saw in Tosos. However, if the breadcrumbs are there to add taste and to add to the chicken, then it doesn't matter whether it's very thick or not. The hagdara is simply whether the crumbs are there to add time. And as I discussed these, I showed Rav Nevenzel these svaris, and he agreed, based on the above, that the bracha would be mazonos. And it should not depend on thickness. It should depend on whether the breadcrumbs is there to add taste, and then it falls into the rule of kol sheyeshbo mechameshes mine dagat. Finally, the last point that needs to be made in regards to the bracha of for schnitzel is the lashon of the river of Ephraim, which is quoted in the Sefer Vezot HaBracha, of course, a very well-done book on Hilchos Brachos. On page 110, he quotes the river of Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Grimblatt, who was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chelek Gimel, Simin Kuf Chav Beis, that he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein in the following way. Unfortunately, I don't have a river of Ephraim in front of me, and I really need to rely on the Vezot HaBracha's quote of it, and the lashon is the following: Im leshnitzel ma'ata dak u'mataraso rak letavel. If the schnitzel's covering is thin and its purpose is only to add spice, lahatim for taste, to add taste, ola kel alatigun, to make the frying easier. So then the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Some want to point to this Ramosha. Ramosha says that schnitzel gets the bracha of shahakol. I would like to argue that that is not Ramosha's kavana. Ramosha, when he says this, is saying that breadcrumbs don't necessarily get a mezainis. For example, as we mentioned earlier, if the breadcrumbs are only there to protect the frying, clearly that would be similar to devek and not change the bracha. Many point to Ramosha's lashon lehatim. Lehatim, as I understand, does not mean to add taste to the chicken. Lehatim means to add a little bit of taste in general. So then in such a case, Ramosha is being mechadesh that in order for it to have the halacha of kol sheyeshbo mechameshes mine dagan, it needs to add to the taruvot. It's not enough to have something that's added on the side. Let's say a person was eating chicken and a bit of breadcrumbs on the side in the same mouthful. So in such a case, there it didn't add to the taruvos, and then it follows the regular rule of ikar v'tal. That's where Moshe means lahatim. However, if it is true, as many have told me, that the breadcrumbs add to the taste of the chicken, so then in such a case, part of the taruvos, and then Moshe would agree that in such a case, the bracha is a mezonos. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Lamed Zayin, as well as the end of Lamed Vav.